too scared to move and walk out of this tomb. Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave. Come on and rise up, take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us?
You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and once again, I am happy to welcome back to the studios, after a lengthened hiatus, the executive director of Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings, Tiffany Newhart. Tiffany, thanks for coming back.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I'm sorry I missed a month. It does feel a little wrong, but it feels good to be back.
Well, it was a good thing, though. You were out east on vacation visiting with family. Playing with the jellyfish and the dolphins.
Yes.
We will grant you that without any problems. No repercussions, no harm, no foul.
Thank you. I desperately needed it. So
yes, you have, because you have been a very busy organization across the street. A lot of training that you're doing, rap training. There's all kinds of coaching academies and programs going on. So it's good to step away from it for a little while. Regain your own composure, refill your own wells of source of energy, and then come back and go back into it. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to kind of catch up a little bit on things that have been going on over at Rise Up. Let's start with a news item that I reported recently from sources over there, that you have a new peer recovery specialist working at the women's home, the facility there. Bring us up to date on your new specialist.
Yes, our new specialist, Amber, is her name, and she's mm-hmm. wonderful. She hails from Rosemount, is where she lives. So she is perfectly situated to kind of move between our offices and our women's house. So she's doing a lot of work at the women's house right now.
Mm-hmm.
Our previous live-in house manager, peer recovery specialist, got married.
Ooh.
And so she's no longer with us. Yes, right. Congratulations to Chris and Tony, but she is no longer with us. And so Amber, I mean, I love how God works, how he just positions people. And Amber kind of, she'll tell it as she was bugging me. I don't see it as she was bugging me, but it was just God's gentle way of saying, here you go. I know what's ahead and you don't. So,
mm-hmm. Sure.
So she first volunteered actually at our game night.
Yeah.
And that's when I got to meet her face to face. And then very shortly after that, we brought her on board very part-time. I was going to have her work with one, maybe two participants. And then it was within a week, the news got dropped that, oh, wait, Chris is leaving. So she's fit in so seamlessly. And yesterday, even at our staff meeting, I think one of her gifts is encouragement. She's just an encourager. So somebody nice. You want to be around, because you will walk away feeling lifted up.
Good. And there aren't a whole lot of encouragers wandering around the area these days, it mm-hmm. seems like. With social media and the keyboard warriors and all this kind of stuff, there's plenty of negativity out there. So I thank Amber for being there mm-hmm. and realize, well, I hope she realizes that she has a gift for that and uses it accordingly. Mm-hmm. Now, without going into too much detail, the women's house is where, in what community?
It's in Lakeville, city of Lakeville, yes.
All right, so between Lakeville and Hastings, and Amber lives in Rosemount, a nice middle part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad to write that up and include it on the information that we post here for that. I wish her the best. And what other kind of staffing decisions or staffing needs might you still have?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Mike. So we are ramping up and getting closer and closer to Providence House opening.
Right.
We, first of all, have Ernest is his name, and he is coming on board as he's going to be the supervisor for all of Providence House.
Okay.
Another gift from God. He is absolutely incredible. And he's helping down with the construction and hands in, and his heart is so for these men and for this house. And so we're excited to have him on board too, but we still need one more live-in house manager.
Okay.
And then one or two more gentlemen to staff kind of during the day and weekends, Providence House. So we're looking at kind of April as opening date. So hopefully we can get the gentleman trained in and certified to be able to step into that role.
Well, let's talk about Providence House a little bit. It's been a while since we've really discussed it. The last we talked about it, you had the concrete work done. You had most of the interior inspected and ready to tack up and close up. Where is the process at this point?
Ooh, the end is in sight. Yes. So sprinkler system is completely finished.
Nice.
The walls are up and painting is taking place now, which is great. The plumbers are in today, actually. So by end of day today, we anticipate all of the plumbing done, toilets put in, tubs, all that completed, and water turned on.
Wow.
I think by the end of day today is the goal.
Nice.
So that's incredible. I think we have just a couple tiny electrical finishes that need to be done. Otherwise, it's basically finishing stuff. So finishing painting the walls. We've got carpets to clean. We're still looking for some carpet donation potentially.
Okay.
And then the other big project we have is we have to have the ramp outside built. So we still have to build the wheel, the handicap accessible ramp. Otherwise, like, it's happening.
It's happening. And it's happening maybe not as fast as you liked it to, but as you look back, it was a very rapid process. Mm-hmm. When the plumbers were in, did they basically replumb the whole house, or did they, were they able to leave some of the structure that was already there and just modernize things, or did they tear it all out and do the whole thing?
That's probably more of a Chad question, to be honest with you. I do believe that they've replumbed almost everything, with the exception of there's one bathroom upstairs that's not replumbed, but the majority of everything else.
Probably that one, too, is a lot newer than the plumbing in the rest of the house. I remember going through that tour, and that area of the house did seem to be a little bit more modern than the rest of it.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, one of the things that the reason why so much needed to be redone was because it wasn't properly ventilated.
Right.
You know, because of the age of it. And so that required a lot more than we originally anticipated. But it'll be nice to, hey, turn on the water and you're not getting the kind of rusty, weird, smelly stuff from the old pipes. It'll be a blessing.
Another thing with those old houses, too, is sometimes you'd turn on the water and you'd get the hammering in the walls.
Sure.
Bum, 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 bum. If you are my age or slightly older, you know what I'm talking about. If you're younger, thank you to the miracle of modern plumbing that doesn't happen anymore. Yes. Coming back over to the office, you were telling me as we're getting ready to do this show that you're getting ready to start up another Recovery Coach Academy session. And this is a good resource for community members to come in and learn about not only what you do, but how people can help other people in those situations. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about Recovery Academy and what the sessions are.
Yeah, so this is our first Recovery Coach Academy that we're hosting and facilitating.
Okay.
And it's both Recovery Coach Academy and Ethical Considerations. And so this is that 46-hour training that the state requires for people to become certified peer recovery specialists. So we, utilizing CCAR's curriculum, it's a top-notch, fantastic, I mean, honestly, the best that I've ever seen curriculum, we will facilitate this. This training is 6 days, so it's all day. It's pretty intensive, Monday through Saturday. 8:30 to 4:35-ish o'clock, depending upon breaks. And it's where people come together and they learn about the art of recovery coaching. They learn about the ethics involved with recovery coaching. They look at even just what does recovery mean? What is the definition of recovery? And some different skills like motivational interviewing and connecting with individuals, building relationship, building rapport, that kind of thing. So by the time people are done with this training, they will be eligible to go and to take the exam and get certified as a peer recovery specialist in our state.
All right. And what is the cost involved for that?
Oh, now I should know this. $575.
$575.
Yep, $575. Okay. There's a $150 non-refundable deposit. And we do have scholarships available for individuals who maybe the $575 is a bit of a heftier price tag.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and it's, I would say it's good training. You know, when I introduced this part, we're talking about it where the community can come in and learn it. It is specialized for people that are interested in becoming these kinds of recovery coaches. But I would still say if you have an interest in how that whole dynamic works, this class, I don't think, is restricted to just those that want to come in. It's open to the public.
100%. And we actually have some people who are registered for this upcoming class who aren't in recovery themselves. We have some family members who just want to come and learn more and even be better equipped to help their loved ones. So it's a valuable resource for, anybody who's even the least bit curious, the least bit interested in learning more about recovery coaching. And
all of the information is on the website, riseuprecoverymn.com. Mm-hmm. The main focus of Rise Up Recovery, as we've stated many times before, is to assist those that are on the recovery journey or need to find a way out of their pattern of abuse that they're in. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. It's very rewarding work. It's very challenging work. I'll put it that way. But it's not always nose to the grind, you know, nose to the grindstone, heavy duty stuff. There are also a lot of ways that you accomplish your mission by just having fun. Mm-hmm. We got one coming up here in April. You just had a bowling thing up in St. Paul Park a couple of recently.
Over 50 people showed up for that.
50 people.
It was just incredible. And I want to give a shout out to Park Bowl, too. I do. I want to give a shout out to Park Bowl. They were so extraordinarily generous. We had originally planned on 2 lanes and they gave us 6 lanes and like they donated, the majority of it was donated.
Wow.
And they were just like, you guys are the sober group? Have fun. Just go have fun. So it was such, thank you, Park Bowl. I'm so impressed and so encouraged. And there was, those lanes were full for the entire 2 hours. They were full and people had a blast.
That's good.
Yes.
Well, there's another opportunity for people to get together and have a little bit of a relaxing evening, some fun. On Saturday, April 29th, Rise Up Recovery is going to be over at Branchline Church for, I believe it's your first annual?
Yep.
Sober Prom.
Yes.
Sober Prom. Tell me a little bit about that and how people can get involved.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can barely sit in my chair. This is going to be so...
She's just about bouncing right there.
It is going to be so fun. All right. The idea of this came... I didn't go to my senior prom.
Right.
I missed it because I was out using, right? I was in the midst of my mess, missed out on that experience. And frankly, my junior prom wasn't much better because I don't remember it. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so many people, that's a story I hear so often from people. Oh, I didn't go to that. And for multiple reasons. And so this is an opportunity for that experience to be redeemed, for us to get together, dance, have fun, again, more sober fun, and kind of relive some of those experiences that maybe addiction once stole from us.
Right.
So it's going to be at Branchline Church, April 29th. That's the last Saturday in April.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the times off the top of my head.
6 to 9 p.m.
Thank you. 6 to 9 p.m. We're going to have a grand march. So... just come and dance with us and have fun. It's got an 80s theme. Don't have to dress like the 80s if you don't want. In fact, if
my big hair wig is out to the cleaners.
Yeah. If formal attire is an issue for people too, just show up and come dance and have fun. It's going to be a blast.
And you do a lot of these social events to help people find healthy ways to celebrate sobriety, to show them that there is a different way to interact with your surroundings that does not involve chemicals or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fantastic. It is just absolutely wonderful that you're finding these ways to connect back into the community and do it in a healthy fashion.
Yeah.
At the Rise Up offices across the street here, you have a number of groups that meet during the week for various support items or things that may be going on in people's life. Tell me a little bit about some of these groups and when, what and where they are, or what and when they meet.
Sure. We have a Monday art group that's right. from 10 to 11:30 on Mondays that I think we're going to be finishing up our diamond dots and moving on to something else. I don't know what yet, but anybody is welcome to come and get creative with us and chat, and it's just a really fun, relaxing time.
Kind of an unstructured thing, right?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yep. It's not super formal. It's just imagine a group of friends hanging around a table together, chatting and and letting go of stress.
Hot chocolate, maybe some
yes,
coffee.
Absolutely. Music in the background. It's great. So that's Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays. Now, we also have starting on Monday nights, Joellen, if anybody knows Joellen, she's the bright, beautiful face that greets you when you first come in. It's hard to have a bad day when you're connecting with Jo. She's
That's
amazing.
That's true. That's very true.
She is starting a chosen Bible study on Monday nights.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And so if you just want to shoot us an email, you can do that at tiffany@riseuprecoverymn.com or even jo.joa. J-O-A at riseuprecoverymn.com and let her know so she can order materials for you, mm-hmm. for you to participate in that. So that's Mondays, and that's starting, I believe, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks.
We'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah. And then we've got our Wednesday Jesus Calling meeting. That is every Wednesday from 6 to 7. And then we're starting on Fridays because we're wrapping up wrap that was on Fridays. Now we're starting some different things on Fridays during that time, a different Bible study option called the Promise Principles.
Okay.
So people can come and study God's word with us and just look at God's different promises and pray into those, and it's going to be great.
Excellent. You know, we sat down here about 2 minutes ago and we're almost out of time already.
Holy buckets, it goes so fast.
Well, we try to cram 2 months of updates into 20 minutes. That's the way it works sometimes. So we mentioned the website once already, but Tiffany, I'd like you to give your contact information if people have questions or concerns, or if anybody needs help with their addiction process.
Yes, please do. I actually got a phone call today about somebody's loved one, and they didn't have insurance and that kind of thing. And I just want to do a shout out to our community. And if you don't have insurance, if you don't have resources, that's okay. Come and see us. Mm-hmm. We will help no matter what your situation is.
Right.
So just call or walk through those doors, and I can guarantee you're going to find some of the support that you need. So you can get in contact with us. Number one, you can just come into our offices, which is located right across the street from KDWA.
507 Vermilion.
That's right.
Yep.
You can email me. It's Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, at riseuprecoverymn.com. And our website is riseuprecoverymn.com. Or you can call us, and that number is 651-319-0122.
And you'll get some Joellen positivity over the phone.
That's right.
I would like to thank my guest for this segment of Community In-Depth, Tiffany Newharth. She's the Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery in Minnesota, right here in Hastings. And it's always good to have you in. You always bring such great information.
Thanks. It's good to be back, Mike.
You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.